Blog Talk Radio.
My dear,
you're more than welcome. Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Yes, well, I'm very
in the background. I hear myself.
Okay.
Do you have your computer on?
No.
Okay. All right. Will you tell the people listening about your educational background?
Yes. Basically, I'm from. Straight out of Chicago, I came to Howard University at the age of 16, and I had four great years at Howard, Angela, and then I went on to Howard Medical School, spent time there and graduated from there, and then went on to my internal medicine at a Hopkins affiliate hospital in Baltimore, and that was for a year of internship, and then after that, finally, my dermatology for 3 years at Washington Hospital Center. And I was able to wrap up all of that training, Miss Angela, by June of 99, and I was on my quest to start my company in September of 99 and haven't stopped since. So lots of education there, but, you know, I feel that it's something that was needed for me to take the knowledge that I have gained and be able to now share it with people that may not have the luxury of getting to a dermatologist or don't even know one or may not have insurance to be covered. So I just kind of followed my passion, and that was to give the education that I've gotten and give it back to the people.
Okay. What is the name of your company?
My company name is Innovative Hair Technology, and once again, I launched Innovative in 99. And the company mission really is to help to educate consumers nationally about hair and skin. I'm pretty much branded my company as like the over-the-counter go-to company that you can go to, where I've had two toll-free numbers where you know folks can call in from anywhere and be able to get their hair and their skin questions answered. And in addition, Angela, Innovative Hair Technology, we are a research and development company. We're behind Bella Nutri for Women, which is a hair and skin supplement that works internally. And that was launched in 2004. And then we also brought out Bow Nutri for Men, which is also a hair and skin supplement that works internally to improve both the hair and the skin. And I also help as a company to research and develop other products for other companies. There's the L'Oreal. Matter of fact, are you familiar with the green bottle line, the Garnier Fructis line?
Yes.
That's called Triple Nutrition. Well, Angela, back in 2009, I helped them to be part of the launching of that particular product. And we've got more exciting products to roll out, and I always welcome other people or companies to seek me out if they want really high-quality, credible products that are going to yield great results. So,
okay.
Yes, that's my forte.
All right. I have to ask, though, why do you choose to become this type of doctor? I understand that you have, you know, your own company, research company and everything, but why did you personally choose to become this type of doctor?
That's a great question because it is part of my story. I come from a family full of doctors. You know, my mother is a pediatrician. My father was a dentist. He passed away my freshman year of medical school. My older brother is a dentist. My uncle is a dentist. One of my brothers is a plastic surgeon, and we got OBGYNs, and the list goes on. Well, having said that, I grew up in that medical backing, you know, as a child and used to be an assistant in my mother's pediatric office. Well, honestly, I was more fascinated by the kids coming in that were having hair issues or skin issues, and I really was fascinated more so about the hair loss cases. And I told my mother, I said, you know what, Mom, I think I want to be a hairstylist. And she said, no, we don't, that's not what, you know, we are a family full of doctors. I would encourage you to at least get your MD degree. Well, Angela, I said, you know what, I'm going to be a doctor of hair and skin because, if I have to be a doctor, then I want to be an expert of hair and skin. And that just started my journey towards going into the, you know, furthering my advancement into dermatology and realizing that, you know, I didn't want to be that dermatologist stuck in an office somewhere waiting for someone to knock on my door with an issue. I wanted to take myself and education and be able to help people nationally, where I could reach millions of people, and that's why I created, you know, my platform, and it all really started when I was 13 years old, saying exactly that I wanted to be that doctor who was a hair and skin doctor, and I was going to wear a different color lab coat because I saw how everybody was afraid of the white lab coats, you know. Because have you ever heard of the white coat syndrome?
Yes.
Yes, that's real. We go into the doctor, and all of a sudden the patient, the heart rate is up, the respiratory rate is up, everything is up, and they get nervous. So I just realized that, you know, people are more comfortable when they can feel like you're dressed like them. So my lab coats are in different colors. I've got hot pink, I've got red, and those type of colors.
Okay. Unique. You're different.
Very different.
You try to put people at ease. Okay. Why did you decide to research relaxers?
Oh, wow. I have been studying, chemical hair loss in women of color for near 15 years. So ever since I started my company, all of the calls that I got in were, of course, about hair loss because that's how I put it out there in the African American hair magazines that I write for. And
right,
I was noticing
hype hair.
I've written from Braids and Beauty, Black Elegance, Sister to Sister. You know, it's not too many that I haven't written for. But I was noticing that definitely most of the hair loss cases were from chemical relaxers. So, you know, I knew that that was leading to the common pattern of hair loss in women of color called follicular degeneration syndrome. And all that means is like the follicles, which are the roots, have degenerated or died off from the chronic use of the chemical hydroxide that's in all relaxers. So my thing was, if a woman was experiencing any type of hair loss or hair thinning, the first thing that she must stop doing is relaxing the hair because we don't want to, you know, further damage the hair. And even the boxes and even, you know, the information within the relaxers will say that as well. Now, it became even a further evaluation of relaxers, Angela, as it pertained to hair loss and related to other issues such as low iron was very common amongst us black women with hair loss. And I just became more and more interested in studying what adverse effects relaxers were really doing to our African-American community. And, you know, once again, I preface it by saying I'm not trying to stop everybody from having a relaxer, but there's been more than enough evidence that, especially in young girls, that early exposure of chemical relaxers of any type, whether it's a no lie or a lie, the bottom line, it has hydroxide, and that's what's absorbing enough into the scalp and even getting into the bloodstream and causing the hormones to be out of whack and leading to things like early menses. Mm-hmm.
I have a question. Now, you say, how is it getting into the... I understand it's on the hair. Is it because of burns or what?
You know, great question. The scalp is
a
very...
Are they stretching their hair before
Not even that. Just because the scalp is full of pores, because that's where the hairs come out, you know, and the hydroxide can absorb into the scalp very easily.
Okay.
And the scalp is actually has a lot of blood supply, okay? So when you know how you say feel the burn, you know, oh, I can take the burn a little bit longer, you know, because you say, okay, that's just going to make it the hair my hair much straighter. But the more burning that is occurring, Angela, the more that that is showing that the nerves are being affected. That chemical has absorbed enough into that scalp for the nerves to be affected, and then that lets you know that it is definitely getting into the bloodstream because the blood vessels are all around the nerves and the real meat of the scalp anyway. So based on that, it's able to get into the bloodstream and then be able to cause some issues. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. You've answered a lot of my questions already.
Okay.
How do relaxers affect African women and Black American women later in life?
Well, once again, it goes back to really more the early use, like the early application of the relaxers can cause the can be you know can chronically get into to a woman's system and lead to reproductive health issues like fibroids. You know, fibroids is very common in Black women. I mean, back in the day, our grandmothers and great-grandmothers were having 10, 15, 20 children without a problem. Of course, that was the pre-relaxer era. Now it's very common. You almost hear every other woman saying, you know, I have heavy bleeding, I have fibroids, or I have, you know, I had to have, you know, I can't have a baby, or I had to have my uterus taken out in their 30s. So these are things that are, have really, you know, like been a big shocking factor to the point where, you know, I'm saying really, you know, chemical relaxers are great, but if you're under the age of 16, if you're having hair thinning or hair loss or scalp issues, or if you're pregnant, or if you're having fibroids or infertility, let's just avoid the chemicals because we don't know what further damage can go on. You know what I mean? And okay. So that is the major thing.
That is the major thing. Now your book. Mm-hmm. I think it's your book or your postcard where you say buy hair loss.
Yes, I have a new book that was published on April 6th called Ask Dr. Mac Kids Health Book. And within that it's a book of 5 poetry style stories. And the topics are, one of the topics is by hair loss, but also other topics are allergy me, lady eczema, let's talk germs, and ringworm around my house. So those are other, titles of that's within the stories. And in particular, in the by hair loss story, Angela, I clearly say this, avoid chemical hair relaxers in younger than a teen head. Or else their tender hair roots will simply go dead. And so that's real. We've had more than enough evidence now that if we're applying relaxers to our baby girl's hair too early, we're not only affecting their hair roots, but we now have further evidence showing that there's a possible link to the reproductive issues with fibroids and menses and infertility. So, you know, I've really been keen on trying to get this information out there because I really want to make sure that we, in every effort that we can, to protect our baby girl's future childbearing options, you know? So that's a very heartfelt sort of issue for me that I'm trying to...
Of how many young girls and women that you have studied, and how long have you did this? How long?
Well, starting since September of 99, literally on an everyday basis, I have 2 toll-free numbers by which I consulted cases with an average of about 15 to 20 hair consult calls a day. So, you know, when we went back and looked at the quantitative analysis of all the calls that I've done of hair loss cases, Angela, it's near 70,000 cases. And, you know, that's probably the largest, you know, population that was of folks that have been studied for just chemical hair loss. And that was like the mission that I was on, was trying to go, you know, write for the different African-American hair magazines and let them know, hey, look, I'm the go-to dermatologist if you are having hair loss issues. Call me, talk to me about it, tell me what's happening, and then be able to produce products that can help to get their hair roots back on in order, which is what our product Bella Nutri does for the hair roots, to actually help our women of color to get their hair back. So that's for 15 years and thousands and thousands of cases. Now, the cases that were in research studies, they only studied about 23,000 women that were relating relaxers to the reproductive health.
Okay. Reproductive health. Mm-hmm. So you've been doing this since 1999. Would you like to give your numbers out and a website perhaps?
Yes, would love to. I'm always available. You can get questions answered from me through my website, which is www.askdrmac.com. That's askdrmac.com. You can also reach me on a toll-free number, which is 1-866-711-HAIR. So that's 1-866-711-4247. So I would be glad to hear from some of your listeners, Angela, and be able to help them with their hair or skin or general health questions. It's not too many questions that I cannot answer.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Listen, we have Dr. Melanie Macklin on Show Talk with Angela Butler. We're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back and ask you some more questions.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And decline to provide world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, tourists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, daily itinerary, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have Dr. Melanie Macklin on Show Talk with Angela Butler. She has worked with numerous magazines, including Hype Magazine. Also, she is she works with Steve Harvey Morning Show. So we're going to go back and ask her some questions. What about the dermatology side of your business? What have you discovered there? Is there anything?
Well, I'm always doing ongoing evaluation of possible links to why certain skin rashes occur or why certain hair issues occur. And, Angela, my main focus has been the whole hair issue and being able to have folks to call me. You know, dermatology, you know, our expertise is of skin, hair, and nails. Oftentimes people don't think of a dermatologist with hair, but yes, we cover as medical experts of knowing the science behind issues that go on with the skin, hair, and nails. it just so happens that, you know, very few dermatologists focus on hair, which is why I went down that real niche market, especially being an African-American woman. You know, I want to be able to help our other African-American women. So that, you know, I'm always, you know, just like with this latest research of linking up the early use of relaxers as it pertains to reproductive health. So that's been my primary focus over all of these years. And, you know, a few other possible associations I've been working on, but just haven't publicly disclosed yet until we get, you know, more research in. But that's the dermatology side, this of more of the hair side of dermatology.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Have you found anything that you'd like to share with the listening audience and me about men and their hair and skin?
About the men?
Yes.
Yes, the men. I have tons and tons of men clients. They actually have been the most consistent. You know, our men, you know, will freely call me from the, you know, different aspects of media outreach that I do. They'll call me and talk to me about various skin and hair issues. Lots of men out there that are going, you know, are having thinning or balding. Trust me, Angela, they don't really want to be bald if they didn't have to. So I hear all the details, and they usually are buying up our Bone Nutri for men in 3 and 6 months supply. So I truly believe that a man is not going to continue getting something if it's not effective. And so I have, you know, my men are, you know, they know that they can call on me for any sort of, you know, questions as it pertains to hair and skin. I think the most common question I get outside of helping their hair thinning, the other common subject would be razor bumps. You know, that's a big issue in the, you know, the African-American men population.
Yes.
Because, you know, the hair is coarser in the beard area, you know. So when that hair grows out above, too long above the skin surface, it's curly already, so it's going to curl right back over into the skin, and more skin is just going to grow over the area. So that's when the bump pops up. So my men keep smooth skin following this simple trick. Learn to shave every day, at least once a day. And by 5 o'clock, if you can really feel a whole bunch of stubble in your face, you would be smart to shave before you go to sleep at night so that in the morning the hair is not long enough to re-pierce the skin again. And then following with, like, some oil-free acne wash that has, like, the salicylic acid in there, that helps remove a lot of the old dead skin layers. And then something simple like an acne gel with benzoyl peroxide to just dry up some of those areas for the active bumps. But honestly, Angela, my men don't keep razor bumps. My husband's skin is nice and smooth, and all the other men that I've shared that tip with, they don't have the issues of razor bumps. So those are probably two common issues for men, yeah.
All right, what is Bella Nutri?
Bella Nutri is the supplement that is for hair and skin that works internally, okay? And that's one of the products that I created that came out in 2004. And I created the product specifically because I was dealing with so many women of color with hair loss. I needed to provide women with a solution. So this is an all-natural supplement, and you have to take something by mouth when you're trying to improve your hair. Hair grows from the inside of the body, so that's why you have to do something internally. So it's two capsules a day, one in the morning, one at bedtime. The active nutrients are marine protein and collagen, and, you know, it's all in one capsule, but you're taking two a day. You need to stay consistent for at least 6 months, because from the science of it all, hair roots take up to 6 months for them to totally get back on track. So, yes, Bella Nutri is very effective. We have tons and tons of success cases across the world. You know, I have folks way out of the country that are on the product. So, yes, that is one of our babies, Bella Nutri. I always call her, that's my third daughter. I have two daughters.
Okay.
But she's my third daughter, and Bone Nutri is my only boy.
So, okay. So, you are a writer for Hype Magazine. I find that interesting. Because when I don't know about everyone, when I think of a skin doctor or a hair doctor.
You don't think of hair, right?
No, not necessarily of hair, but I think of being in a building or office, and I find it interesting that you pursued another avenue that a lot of people don't think of pursuing in their careers, writing for national magazines or international magazines, such as Hype Magazine. And what were the other magazines that you named?
Hype Hair, Braids and Beauty, Ultimate Weaves and Hair Extensions, Black Elegance, Sister to Sister Magazine. I mean, a variety of and I did it this way, Angela, because I know, you know, having, you know, worked at Washington Hospital Center, you know, during my dermatology training years, I saw so many patients that would come in and talk about other things, other skin issues, but they never talked to me about their hair loss, and I could clearly see they had hair issues. And what I was finding is that most women are going to talk to their hairdresser, their hairstylist about hair issues. Well, no disrespect, the hairstylist is a hairstylist. They style hair, you know. They know how to color your hair and cut it and clip it and style it, but they don't know the science, the true science, the medical science of hair like dermatologists do. So knowing that I had this interest in dermatology as far as hair, I said, you know what, I need to get directly to my people, which means I need to go where they're reading. And at that point, internet wasn't so big when I started working with Hype in 2000. And so I've been their medical director since 2000 and writing articles constantly every month, haven't missed a beat. It's you know, I write directly, the articles to also invite folks that are readers that are having issues to say, hey, look, if you're having a hair thinning issue, call me so we can discuss it, because I don't have to see you for you to tell me. People tell you what's the problem. If you are a good doctor, I call it, you're going to listen to the patient. They're telling you what's going on with them, and you just have to use your inspector and investigative sort of mindset to be able to dive deeper into that person's brain to pull out the answers that you need to be able to, you know, accurately tell them what you think is going on. So, you know, I'm pretty good at doing that, you know, humbly saying I can talk to someone literally by phone, Angela, and find out their hair issues and so forth.
Okay, I think it's a great thing that you're doing, because
I appreciate that.
People end up, even though there's been health insurance passed by the current administration in Washington, D.C., President Barack Obama, there's still people who there was in the past, I don't know about so much now, that didn't have insurance.
Right, right.
So it's
well,
a good thing that you are doing, and I hope that you continue to do it.
Yes, I will. I love what I do. And, you know, on that point of insurance, Angela, insurance typically does not cover for dermatological issues.
They don't?
Because
they
feel that that's like a cosmetic issue. And unless it's something like this person's having a major drug reaction or something like that, most dermatologist offices now don't even take insurance. It's fee for service, because the insurance companies are not paying, and most things that are on the skin or whatever, they feel is just a cosmetic issue. So yeah, this is why even more I felt like, wow, I've got to do something to help other people, because who's going to have a couple hundred dollars for a five-minute visit with their dermatologist, you know? Of course, there's many people out there that can, but then there's a lot of people that can't. So I'm here to help those people that can't, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, $200 is a lot of money.
Yes, it is, for 5 minutes in most cases, you know?
It really is.
And honestly, there's a lot of common issues between, you know, acne and eczema and, you know, the, like, what we call seborrheic dermatitis, which is like a dandruff that occurs in the scalp or on the face. I mean, there's a lot of commonplace hair and skin issues that I can simply tell you what you can get right at your drugstore. So you can literally get off the phone with me and go right up to your Target or your CVS, and you could be able to get everything that I tell you, and you can call me back in 2 weeks and talk about how much better you feel.
Oh, okay.
For free.
All right.
For free. Yes.
Right.
I'm a big believer in I'm a giver, Angela. I feel that I will get my blessings in other ways, in which God has blessed me in so many ways and continuously does his work on me every day. Literally, even before I got on the interview with you, I'm still in shock with the call that I just got off the phone with. So
okay.
I know, you know, giving, you will get blessed a thousandfold over with rewards if only more people just gave. So
nosy. And you probably cannot even say this on the show. But who called you? I mean, I know you're not going to tell me. I already know
it's
that.
It's something national. That's all I have to say. Angela.
What?
It's something national. It's something national, and it's not radio.
It's not radio.
So I am literally on a fast plane to L.A. come Thursday morning. So I'm very excited.
That is great.
Yes. Already, you know, I just got off the phone with my publicist a few minutes ago and going over a few things and checklists. But yes, God is awesome. I can honestly tell you that.
Okay, I have to ask this because I do listen to Mr. Steve Harvey's show.
Okay.
I have to know, is Mr. Harvey fun to work with? And what is the name of the segment on the Steve Harvey show?
Steve is wonderful to work with. Let me tell you, when I first met him, it was through his project manager who I was going to be doing some shampoo and conditioner products for him initially. And he said, okay, well, you know, Dr. Macklin, when I come to town, I'm going to have you to meet up with Steve. And I said, great. So when Steve came to town, that was 2007, he had a show in D.C., and, you know, we sat down and had dinner, and, you know, within 5 minutes he says, you know, hey, Dr. Macklin, you need to be doing what I'm doing. I was like, I didn't know what he was talking about. He just said, you know, you just have the, you know, he just, it's something about you that I just, you just got to get out there. And he immediately, Angela, kind of just got, you know, told me to come on up to, you know, New York and so forth. And next thing you know, he was inviting me on the show. As soon as I got off air, because he had invited me up, I thought, for an interview. But the next thing I know, he was saying he brought me on to answer questions for his audience. And then after the phones blew up ridiculously at WBLS in New York, and as soon as we got off air, Steve immediately said, he said, Dr. Macklin, you have to come on my team. And I said, Steve, I would be honored to. Got in that taxi cab and cried like a baby all the way to the hotel. And then, so I came on every Monday after that, and then now I'm blessed to have an Ask Dr. Macklin email segment that airs every Saturday on the Steve Harvey Saturdays, which airs in most markets except just a few areas. Like, we don't get it in our area in Maryland. So, yeah, okay. Steve is great. He's very loyal, Angela, very loyal. So I've enjoyed.
So that is great. That is great. All right. I know you probably need to rest a little bit, so we're going to go to another break to give you time to collect your thoughts. Then we're
going
to come back and try to finish up the interview.
Okay, very good. Look forward to it.
Listeners, you're listening to Dr. Melanie Macklin.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And decline to provide world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodation, event sites, papers, tours, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artists, daily light itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dream Weavers.
We said we don't want to leave them out.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training. custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have Dr. Melanie McGlynn on Show Talk with Angela Butler. She is a dermatologist. Dr. McGlynn.
Yes.
Interested about the Bella Neutral product. The Bella Neutral product is not just for men, it's for women too, right?
It is for women too. The Bella Nutri is for women, and then Bo Nutri is for men. So, but they are very similar active ingredients that work internally to help to get those roots back stimulated and back on track. So it's Bella Nutri for women and Bo Nutri for men.
Okay. So is it in the stores or is it on a website?
It's on my website, which is www.AskDrMac.com. That's AskDrMac.com. And that's pretty much like the main website for all of my all of the products. And they can read up, you know, you can find lots of information on the site about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say or add? I know we've covered a lot of things.
We have, and I appreciate all the questions, Angela. I really do.
You're more than welcome. I'm enjoying having you on the show. I just got a couple, maybe one or two more questions. So when you decided to become a dermatologist and everything, you said that you wanted to give something back. That's what I'm interpreting as you're saying, that you are saying. So do you ever work with any other companies? I know you said you work with, Garnier.
Right, the Garnier for their triple nutrition line. And, you know, other smaller base companies and, you know, who are interested. I have a lot of projects that are in the making. You know, I can't really disclose those projects as of yet just for confidentiality purposes. But I always, you know, as new products come available, you know, they will definitely be on the website or be redirected, you know, to the site where they can find that information.
All right, then. Well, you keep doing what you're doing.
I appreciate that.
I know you'll continue to be blessed. And I basically just want to say thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
No, I appreciate you, Miss Angela, and you're welcome yourself, as always, to call me with your hair, skin questions, or and you know your listeners are more than welcome to any time, and I greatly appreciate the opportunity.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, my dear, have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right, listeners, you've been listening to Dr. Melanie Macklin on Show Talk with Angela Butler. She is a dermatologist. She was telling you about her book. I think she said Ask Dr. Mac. It's a section in the book called Buy Hair Loss. She talks about relaxers, among other things, reproductive, for, you know, about the young girls being able to have babies later on in life and things like that. So, I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you've all learned something, and I thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Have a good night.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, tourists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.